that the station has incurred. We'll discuss that in the finance committee meeting, but we're having our air conditioning repaired. And it turns out we had budgeted, I think, $7,000 for the air conditioning repair because that was the contractor estimate. We had the contractors in at the station last week. They began the work and they found another problem that increases the cost by an additional $5,000, taking that budget item to $12,000, which I think I can use as another hook in the upcoming pledge drive. We have costs. Again, the station's not coming at people for profit. We're just coming at people on pledge drives so that we can stay operational. Our operational costs have increased for the moment because of an unforeseen mechanical problem. So maybe that might resonate with our audience a little bit. We have to use whatever we have, you know, to try to get the audience to respond. And that's a small item. The development team and the development director is a much larger item. Maybe we can get them to respond and react to that by getting them to support us a little more, particularly if we make the decision to increase the goal for the drive. The decision has not been made yet. It's still in debate.
Okay, I see Kathleen and then Minerva.
Can I share to the stack, please, after the others?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going ahead. Dennis, right. I just wanted to clarify 2 points from Jerry. Number one, we learned that there's no money in the budget for a development director. So this was not an option. Increasing the fund drive a little bit was not going to fund the development director. Secondly, I just want to make sure that it's clear that this is a grant that is supporting this development team that's coming in. So this is not an expense that the station is incurring. This is a grant. Thank you. Oh, the other thing I would say is people just need to remember on these pledge drives, it is standard across every public radio station that 10% of listeners contribute. 10%. This is why on-air fundraising is just not sustainable. And reaching out to major donors, grants, and other kinds of revenue streams is imperative. Thank you.
Minerva.
All right, thank you. And Jerry and whomever else worked on getting the grant, I think this is a great idea. The question I have is, how long is the grant for, first? And then secondly, will you be looking at the actual fund drive process and when those fund drives are held, or is it just you're doing it right now for the May, moving it to June, and then you're looking at August to move it to whenever? Or is this coming up with a new picture of how the fund drives would go? Is that what this is about?
Well, let me just interject my understanding, and then Jerry, you can answer, is that the idea of this initiative is actually to go beyond the fund drive, so that we're less dependent, on the fund drives and to seek new sources of income, partly through, major donors. Jerry?
So my answer would be yes to all. Yes, that is correct, because we are looking at having more efficient fund drives. Hopefully the development team can help us with that. But we're looking at alternative means, alternative mechanisms. We've already realized a few efficiencies that everybody should be aware of, which is we changed over to a new phone system. Now, that is mission critical because we now have what I will call a 100% capture ratio. That is, when somebody calls a radio station with a complaint, they either get me directly or they get Annette or they get somebody, but we respond to all of the calls. And most of those calls, the vast majority of those calls being people calling to complain about not having received their premium. So we take those calls on a daily basis, and one by one, we step through every member that has pledged and we get them their premiums. It's a very important thing for the integrity of the station.
Yeah.
That's working.
Everyone please mute.
Okay.
Sue, can you
Sue, it's Sue Goodwin, it's you. Sorry, Chair.
Hi, Sue.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. So we have a 100% capture ratio, and then there's another little Pacifica bleed over, if you will. We had a phone service provider, a company called Broadview. Broadview had multiple class action suits coming at them. They changed their name to Windstream. We dropped their service completely because they were very problematic. Our messaging system was horrific. Messages were going into a black hole. We weren't reaching our audience. Broadview is gone. We now have a company that we're using for our telco services called Arc Telecom. We love the way the system works. They're working so well that our chief engineer has taken their engineering representative with him to Los Angeles. So now Arc Telecom is also servicing KPFK. So Pacifica is looking at us for advice in terms of providing telco services to the other people. Arc Telecom might get that contract. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no, thanks. But we still have several questions pending, and we need to get to the finance report. Vanessa, Eileen, Donna, and then we're going to move on.
Yeah, that was my technical report. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So, Jerry, I wanted to ask a question about the air conditioning. You said that there's you're looking at, you know, trying to raise the money for that. An air conditioning problem would not be the responsibility of the building?
No. It's the, how the contracts are written for the different tenants in the building. And part of the lease agreement is that we maintain our own HVAC units, not the responsibility of the building.
Interesting. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
It's unfortunate, but.
Okay, Eileen.
Yeah, just quickly, a few people have come in since Ellen took roll, so she might want to call out the names of those people to see if they've gotten on the meeting.
Okay, taking a minute here. I see Anita's name. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, Anita. Yeah.
Yes, Anita's here now. Yes.
Okay, is Yao here yet?
No, don't see him.
No.
Okay, and Wayne Bruce.
Here.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So right now, it's only Yao that's not here. Thank you.
Great. Donna.
Yes, I have a question about the grant. I think the finance report is really very encouraging.
I haven't had the finance report yet.
But. I mean, Jerry's report about what's going on business-wise, I should say. Thank you. But my question, though, is about the grant. And do you have, what are your, major, deliverables that you want from the grantor? You know, what is the grantor being tasked to do? I think it's good that we have a grant, but I'm interested in knowing, you know, are there specific things you're asking the grantor to do? And I don't know if you said you might have said the amount. I didn't quite catch. I may not have caught that. That's it.
That question from
Jerry.
That question from
I guess it's for you, Jerry.
Yes, Jerry.
Okay. The grant is specifically to take care of the cost of the development firm, their work. So what your question is pertaining to, I think, is not the grant itself, but what are the deliverables from the development firm after they've been compensated. So, there are documents that have been produced the scope of work. And I believe it is still a work in progress because there were early documents that have been modified greatly. And we should probably wait until the Finance Committee reports before we go into that, because that goes into a certain level of detail that I don't have.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
All right, thank you. And let me just ask this, and then we're going to go into Julie's report, that if that the document about the deliverables, if that is finalized before the next board meeting, I would hope that that can be shared when that is ready. Okay, Julie, you have the floor for the Finance Committee report.
Thanks. So, you know, I'm only giving the Finance Committee report because Nick is out of town, and he would do a much better job than I will. And in fact, I believe he's going to produce a Finance Committee report when he does return. And so I want to, you know, just point that out to people. One of the only things I think that I'm really kind of prepared to, you know, sort of say this evening is we're a little bit behind. We still have some cash in the bank. You know, Jerry talked about that. Still have some cash in the bank to cover some of our bills, even though we won't start the pledge drive till June now. Sorry, I just put a piece of chocolate in my mouth because I wasn't anticipating being ready right away. We're also, if you look at our budget, we are behind on our budget year to date. In other words, we're not raising revenue quite as fast as we had anticipated we would be in our budget. And I will point out that, in some sense, a good chunk of that is because, you know, Jerry mentioned this major donor, and, Jerry's been working with this major donor for, you know, quite a while now. And, you know, maybe y'all remember there was this pandemic that kind of put some things on pause. So at any rate, I think we had put on our budget that we would have gotten some of the donation from this major donor previous, you know, by now. And we haven't, though it's looking good for the near future, but that's one of the reasons why we are a little bit behind on, where we should be raising revenue through the year. And, you know, there's a couple of ways in which our expenses are a little bit higher than what we anticipated, which, you know, Jerry basically just kind of, you know, hinted at some of that with the AC repair and whatnot. And basically, you know, Nick is going to give a more complete report when he gets back. If people have questions, though, I'm happy to, you know, kind of collect questions and, you know, answer what I can, but otherwise defer to Nick when he returns.
Thanks, Julie. Don, is that a new hand or an old hand? I should say a previous hand.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Yeah, old.
Okay. Questions or comments for the Finance Committee or for the Finance Committee report? None?
Just to share more information. I would say just, you know, just share more information about the grant when you report next time. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying is I'm hoping that whatever that once there's a set of deliverables, we can get that. And in fact, that kind of dovetails with the next item that we moved up on the agenda. With all of this activity, I am going I'm going back to where we were a couple of meetings ago when we first had this conversation, and I want to propose the creation of a new development committee so that the board can have an active hand in participating, following with this the new development initiatives as they develop. So I'm putting that out as a proposal, and I'm asking Kathleen Malloy to head that up. And that is a proposal I'm putting before the board for discussion and approval.
Do you need a second, Dennis? Do you need a second?
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Vanessa seconds.
Someone needs to mute.
Well, we're putting this discussion to music, I see. It's okay.
playing music.
Discussion. You know, one thing I will say is that this was sort of left hanging when we decoupled development from the community outreach committee, because the level of development they're doing is obviously of a much smaller scale. When we made that when we took that vote, we recognized that there was a need for some more robust kind of development activity. Hopefully the consulting or work that comes out of this grant will provide some new directions and opportunities for that. And I think it would be imperative for us as a board to have a committee to help participate with that. Any other questions? I see Kathleen and Donna's hands.
Yes.
Jerry here with a question.
Okay.
And I'd like to put this to the board, because I think this is the appropriate place for this question. As we look at new methods of bringing in revenues to the station, we might find ourselves in a position to have to ask some ethical questions. What we're looking at right now with the changes in the media landscape, and you know me, I've been talking about this for a very, very long time, and here we are. We're at a position right now where our streamed content, our presence on the internet, is a wholly different Pacifica presence, or WPFW presence, that is not policed or patrolled by the FCC. We are non-commercial community on the airwaves, but we have the opportunity of being somewhat commercial on the web. We can monetize our streams. So I think that the board, being a big part of the identity of the station, needs to take a look at where we're going to head in the near future in terms of monetizing our signal, some of our signal, our stream specifically, because it's a gold rush out there right now on the web. So we have to ask that question. Do we become commercial on the web? That entails supporting perhaps local businesses. We don't want to support McDonnell Douglas or Raytheon. You were looking at supporting local businesses. So something for the board to dwell on.
Okay. Thank you. And again, that would be, a committee would be a good first place to start chewing on those questions and framing those issues for further board discussion. Kathleen, and then Donna, and then Bill.
I do want to speak, but I would prefer to speak as the chair of the development committee. So I'll wait until it's been approved, and then I would like to say something. Thank you.
All right. Donna?
I'd just like to say I'm interested in working with Kathleen on that committee.
Good. Thank you.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, hold on. Who? Bill.
Okay. Thank you. Quick question. Well, earlier you mentioned Nielsen ratings as part of the context of Jerry's earlier report as being, I guess, a value. So the major donor and the grant, there's usually some stipulations and requirements of a grant. And I was just wondering if that will impinge upon the traditional independence of a WPFW type station. I'm just raising that as a question. I understand the need for money. I'm wondering, with money, because there's stations that do get money around you on the, around WPFW on the dial currently. They do not, from what my listening of them reveals, they are not very independent in the context, in the sense of a WPFW Pacifica community-based listener-supported radio station. So I'm only raising the question, perhaps to be considered.
Yeah.
What does a major donor want from us? I used to work in the Community Development Block Grant program here in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Did it for a long time. And I reviewed contracts, grants that the city doled out. Usually there are requirements to that. So I'm just curious, in terms of the context of PFW independence, which I value personally, how much is that impinged by a major donor? And with that, we are looking at lessening pledge drives, lessening, I don't know if that lessens listener participation, or the relationship between, you know, the programmers and their specific listening audience. Those are my concerns.
Hola. What? Yeah.
Hey, that's, thank you, Bill. That's well said. I think that that's a good question. I think that's another reason why it's important for us, you know, to continue to have a voice in this process. I'm sorry. Okay, Vanessa, were you on the stack?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Vanessa, and then Sarah. And at some point we need to vote on this. Yes.
Okay, I just want to say, if approved, and I hope that it will be, that I also would like to work with Kathleen on that committee.
I think we work for a lot of investors. But for me, I would say, you know.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. Sarah?
Yeah, I don't understand exactly what the development committee is going to do. What I'd like to just ask, and I don't care whether it becomes before we vote on and develop a development committee, or whether we develop it after the development committee, that we come up with a set of their to-dos, the things that they're responsible for, their boundaries. Because I think there should be boundaries for something called a development committee. I'm not quite sure exactly what those boundaries are right now. And it doesn't have to be before it comes about. It's just that I'd like to know what it is that they're doing.
Yeah. I agree. And I think some of this will be shaped by and perhaps help to shape the direction that's being apparently is being created by the development consultants, right? And so part of when we talk about what those deliverables will be, that should be sort of the first set of what we want the development committee to be working with to help make happen. So they'll go kind of hand in hand, but yeah, I agree. I think that if this is approved, then we will want to see some kind of ground rules or some, you know, something in writing in the near future.
Albeit just a mission statement.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. I think that would be completely appropriate. Were there any other questions or comments before we bring this to a vote? Okay, Ellen. Will you, well, first let me ask, are there any objections to the creation of a development committee at this time? All right. Hearing none, the proposal is accepted. We will now have a development committee. Kathleen Malloy is going to chair that, and we will hear from her now.
Thank you. In response to the development committee, it's very simple to assist in fundraising. Last year, we agreed to look to the Pacifica bylaws and the authority of the local station boards and their various responsibilities. And we took language from various sections of subsections of Article 7, Section 3, and agreed that we would insert them into the applicable committees. So one of the responsibilities of the local station board is to assist in fundraising. So it's a pretty simple idea. And so that would be the starting point for the development committee. And I would absolutely welcome, please send me an email if you would like to participate. I plan to call the meeting right away so we can get started. I have been talking with Jerry and Katia in anticipation of proceeding this evening with the development committee. And we do have some plain language announcement of what the consulting firm, which was founded and is run by two Black women who have extensive experience in this area of diversifying revenue streams, basically, not to sound too blah, blah, but that's the point. The beyond on-air pledge drives are the other ways to solicit $50,000, $60,000, $200,000, because that's what this station needs. Now, okay, I don't know who's on. Can please mute. Can you? Tim, Jerry.
Excuse me. It is, Chair, may I say who it is?
Yes, please.
It is Tim most of the time. So, Tim, could you please mute your phone?
All right, I'll continue. Thank you. The other reason I wanted to move this item up after the Finance Committee, as Julie reported, our cash flow is pretty low. As she also pointed out, and which has been stated in all the Finance Committee reports, the major reason for the cash flow being so low is the failure to cultivate major donors. It is not the fund drive. And the failure to cultivate major donors is completely a function of WPFW not having a development director and not having that infrastructure. So the point of this grant, it's a grant from a donor. It's a nonprofit grant. Of course, that's the only kind of grant that WPFW can get. So there's no requirements of any kind. WPFW is being gifted 4 months of work by this firm. So I would ask each member of the LSB to think about what you can raise in the next couple of weeks. Not to boast, but I have personally raised $20,000 in the last 10 days, anticipating the challenge with postponing the fund drive. We have 24 members on this committee. If each person raised $1,000, that would be $24,000. $1,000 is asking 10 friends for $100. So, I mean, that's part of what fundraising is asking people directly. There's no production of an event. Fundraising events are nice, but asking doesn't cost anything, and it brings in revenue without having to spend a lot of time. So I would really urge everyone tonight to think about what you can raise in the next couple of days. The $20,000 that I raised right now does not show in the cash flow. The monthly expense that must be covered is $55,000. That's the salary and health benefits. Other things can be put aside or paid late. So I would really, really encourage every person listening, if you have the ability to do a special ask, new members, you can say to your friends, hey, I just joined this board, and WPFW matters to me and it's really important to me, and could you help out in this moment? I saw someone asked about the donor. The donor is Live to Give Equity and Justice Fund. It's a nonprofit entity. So that's who that is. And Jerry and I have prepared some more specific language, and I can get with him and we can send that out to everyone at the close of the meeting. So I think that's all I want to say. Please send me a note if you would like to participate on the development committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
And please, it's really serious. Please think about raising some money. Just an ask. I know people have folks that they can ask to give $50 or $100. You know, you ask 10 people, you have $1,000. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah?
Yeah, Jerry.
Hold on, Jerry. Hold on, Jerry. Sarah, it's been waiting.
Okay.
Thank you. Isn't there some money out there in from the government that's just kind of sitting out there waiting for us to do some paperwork? That people periodically bring up and then it just kind of is squelched somehow. I can't remember the source now, but it comes up periodically that,
I have the answer to that.
Okay. Let me get off here then. Thank you.
Dennis, I think we should close and move on. Okay.
Jerry.
Okay. Really quickly, you're talking about CPB funding and it's sitting there, waiting for Pacifica to come into compliance. I have been in touch with a CPB employee who says we are still in their program. We are not receiving funding, but we are in their program. But it is a Pacifica issue.
Yeah.
And to the point of what Kathleen had just said, two very important words, cultivating major donors. That is a major part of my job, and I've been cultivating major donors directly today. I will be having a meeting on Friday with my one particular major donor as we're trying to move this commitment to the station forward. So please, if you have any cultivating that you can do, please do. And I may come to some of you for some assistance with my cultivation efforts. Kathleen, I've already reached out to you, and Kathleen and I have contacted a major donor who's not able to help us immediately, but he
is... Okay, I'm picking up an order for Tim.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
No, I said, I want to move on.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm done.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Because I think we've covered that ground. The next thing up is the program committee.
Hello, everybody. I apologize, Donna. I don't have a written report yet, but I will submit a written report afterwards. I need to get with Frank Stearns. He's our secretary, and I'll submit a report.
Okay.
Before the next LSB meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Was there a comment about the LSB show? I see Sabu in the room.
Sabu's on the line, yes.
Okay. Sabu?
Good evening, everybody. We had a LSB show, and it was an individual from Houston who talked about the Robert Rules of Order. The upcoming show, we will have the PNB, I believe, chair, if I'm correct, on the show for the national board. I'm also trying to get in contact with Max, who I see is here, and Kamal. So you two, you individuals are up for the show. Hopefully you'll be able to give the audience your reason why you joined the board, and you can get at me after the meeting just to confirm that. and of course, Ms. Cooper and Bill Curtis. I did receive an email from the chair concerning some stuff from Pacifica. So I'm going to make that adjustment in the LSB show, and that should cover me.
Yeah. Any questions, comments on the program committee or the LSB show?
This is Kamal.
Chair. Yes. Yes, Kamal.
Was that Sabu, me you were speaking about in terms of?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Not a problem. I'll get in touch with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Dennis, I did want to say, this is Donna. I just wanted to say, Katia did join us at the last program committee meeting and gave an extensive report and answered a bunch of questions. So that was really good that she participated.
Yes, and I was in touch with Katia before this meeting. She apologized for not, she had to go out of town, actually. Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I did have one thing to say. In talking to the community, some people felt that the LSB show should be more involved with national activities of Pacifica as well as the local. So that anybody who has any updates on any PNB committees, if you get in contact with me so I can sort of bring that up to date, you know, let the public here, at least in the DC WPFW, let them know what's going on from the,
but you've got,
from the national.
You've got a good source coming on with the next show, and I think for the foreseeable future, you've got a good contact there in Julie Hewitt. You can touch base with and find out if any pressing issues nationally with the network that are worth mentioning.
Okay.
During the show.
Sounds good.
Yep, Sarah.
Yes, I'd like to just put as sort of a inform. I don't know how to do this exactly. I'm sure Robert Rules of Regulations have it specified, but I'd like to have just this continuous thread of a question: is will we be using volunteers from the board for the next pledge drive? Because I'd like to be able to prepare for that and other people, and then pump other people up for that. If in fact we are going to use volunteers.
If you're talking about helping with pitch, I think that's a question that Katia will have to answer. And so we will, I can try and get an answer from her.
Well, can we get it on the record though, as just a kind of a continuing question? Because I think it's a good thing personally. I would definitely want to volunteer, if they'll take me. I mean, maybe they don't like my voice or something.
Got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no other questions for the program committee, we will move to the community outreach report. Is that you, Minerva?
Yes, it is. Good evening, everyone. The community outreach report for May of 2022. The community outreach committee met on May 3rd. The topics discussions included the WPFW newsletter, potential fundraisers, reaching out to WPFW's community, and funding of WPFW funding events. Outreach member Art Hyland, and working with management, has created a WPFW newsletter. It's our understanding the newsletter will be mailed to WPFW members and donors sometime during. It has the week of May 9th through the 14th, but that date may change a little bit. Those who receive the newsletter are encouraged to share it with friends and family in hopes of increasing WPFW's membership. And as reported at the last LSB meeting, I have proposed we're working on a possible bus trip to the Harriet Tubman Museum in Cambridge, Maryland. And there are ongoing discussions with management are in the works. So we'll have to wait to see how that's going. And then Cebu is looking into a family skate day at the Anacostia Park Skating Rink. This would be a free event if approved, and will serve as WPFW's invitation to the community to have fun and socialize with other WPFW listeners while skating. And finally, the outreach committee discussed funding procedures for potential fundraisers. However, some finances need to be sponsored. Some finances are needed to sponsor a fundraising event. And it was asked if some of the funds could be raised, some of the funds that are raised from an event might be set aside to be used for future fundraisers. So, that was the, in essence, the report from the, outreach committee. Any questions, anyone?
Thanks, Minerva. So the question about sort of rolling over money to fund future events, has that, do you know if that's been raised directly with the finance committee?
No, that has not been brought to the finance committee.
Okay, because I think that's sort of a budget question that we should probably start there first. I understand what you're saying is that if there's some money set aside and that money is used, but then some money is raised, can the money that's raised be used for some seed money for a following event? Is that correct?
That's correct. That's okay. Correct.
Okay. All right, let me make a note of that. All right, Donna?
Yeah, quick question, Minerva. Are you saying that the newsletter is going to be snail mailed?
No, it's going to be emailed. Email.
Okay.
Is our understanding.
Oh, good.
We have an email list for members of WPFW.
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there, Marty? You're on, Marty.
Yeah, sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
I wanted to ask a question as far as the development team that's, we got a grant for. It would be good if outreach committee members could be a part of that. And we're going to recommend that and we can talk about that later. Secondly, the newsletter. I'd like to ask Jerry, is there any, idea about when the newsletter will be completed and when it can be sent out? Okay. Is Jerry still on?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, I was muted. I'm still on. I'm still here. I have a question about the newsletter. Are we talking about a physical printed letter or are we talking about a digital newsletter?
The physical printed. Arthur Highland had stated that it may go out this week because he was working with Vinny. And I'm just wondering, it hasn't gone out yet. Do you have any idea when it's
going out? Are we talking email, Marty?
Email, yes.
Yes, digital, Jerry.
Okay, digital then, we should have it this week then, because Vinny is working on it, and it's a work in progress. I would anticipate it being done by Friday.
Friday, okay.
And Marty, as to your first point, just, you know, poll your committee folks, any of them who are interested in working on the development committee should reach out to Kathleen directly. And
okay.
You should let me and Ellen know also so we can keep track of who's doing what.
Great. Okay. The next thing, the outreach committee had a motion to present.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if all the LSB members got a copy of the motion. If not, I want to read it.
Okay.
And if we can have questions and debate about it. Whereas sure. One of the functions of the WPFW Outreach Committee is to organize LSB fundraising activities, be it resolved that all LSB members commit to support WPFW fundraising events, whether okay. through active participation or by contributing financially to the operation of each fundraiser. In the past, a lot of the fundraising activities that the Outreach Committee has presented has not been really supported by a lot of the LSP members. At the 5K walk, only one person came. One LSP person came to the 5K during the Blues Fest sponsored by, of course, all of these events are sponsored by the LSP committee. But Gloria Turner, only a few people come out to her event. And the reason why we did this motion was to have people to support LSB activities. These are fundraising activities that are sponsored by the LSB. That's why we decided to present this motion. So I'd like to get some reactions from the LSB committee.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. But actually, as a motion that's coming out of a committee, it doesn't actually need a second.
Okay.
But thanks anyway. What I would want to say about this is, I'm speaking in support of this motion. I just also want to clarify that this is very different from what Kathleen was just talking about. Was a more a more urgent need, and more of a major fundraising effort of what Kathleen was talking about. This is more sort of a long term, and the idea is that the LSB, primarily through the Community Outreach Committee, has a history of putting on various events. The primary purpose is not so much fundraising as it is community outreach, which is why we changed the name. Some of them do carry a charge. Some of them do raise some amounts of money for the station. But because these are in fact sponsored by the LSB, we think it's important that LSB members, as individuals, support these events either by participating. You know, we're talking about things like the Blues Festival, 5K walk, other events. If you can show up, turn out, participate, that's great. If not, if it's something that is requires a purchase of a ticket, and you know, in this case, we're not talking about raising $1,000. We're talking about, you know, maybe a $25 ticket or something like that. Help out by purchasing tickets. And this is also something that you can also publicize to your friends. It helps to get the word out about the station. It helps to get, current members and potential members, engaged in the work of the station, both in terms of the music and in terms of some of the, related to some of the public affairs activities, as in the case of, say, the Harriet Tubman Museum. So that's what this is about. Are there any other comments about this
Vanessa
initiative?
Okay,
Vanessa.
Okay, just by way of a suggestion, in years past, and I know we were meeting in person, and that made a difference. When there were LSB sponsored events, we would literally pass around a sheet of paper and sign up, like make a commitment to buy a certain number of tickets, or we would just be given tickets and we were responsible for paying for those tickets. So I know that's not possible in a virtual environment, but maybe we could do something like that, something comparable. Maybe it's an email, I'm not sure what, but some way of directly communicating with LSB members about sponsored events, saying, you know, like, what is your commitment going to be? Something like that.
No, that's good. I thank you for that. I'm sure that there are some digital ways that are a little bit beyond me to make that happen. And, if this is approved, then that's a question of implementation. So if we agree that we should all participate and support in some way, then the next question is how. So thank you for that. Donna and then Kathleen.
Yes, I'm I think, I like the motion. I think that's what we need. I'm not as much in favor of giving people X number of tickets and having them sell. I would really like to see a commitment for each member every time that there is an LSB-sponsored fundraiser would either attend or do something to support it, attend or financially support it. I don't think we need to say, you know, sell X number of tickets and have people sign up like that. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm more in favor of the honor system and also just the commitment that we would make. There are other ways people can help as well. And I would think we can coordinate with the, even if you can't buy a ticket, you could buy a ticket for someone else. Even if you can't, perhaps you can volunteer in some way or provide some other in-kind support, you know. So anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kathleen. And then we, okay.
Yes. I appreciate both what Vanessa and Oh my gosh, Martha, sorry. No. Donna. All right, yes, sorry, brain is going. Anyway, I appreciate what both of you said. As someone who has chaired other development committees, the honor system, frankly, isn't a good system, okay? People need to be reminded and have some accountability, and it's just part of remembering and putting it into your book that you're going to do X, Y, and Z. I mean, the other thing that could come up under the development committee is something like a give or get for LSB members, so that there is literally a certain amount that each LSB member is responsible for, and then could, you know, carry out that amount in support of activities under the outreach committee, for example. The only other thing I'd say is, you know, we changed the name because we really wanted the outreach committee to be about outreach, and Dennis referred to that. So, I mean, I would say if we'd had a choice that we'd like LSB members to come, because there we are meeting with the public. So I just would, you know, I would prefer probably that emphasis. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to say something. Thank you for all your comments, and I've written it down, and hopefully we can come up with a form that will involve everything that you all stated. And Dennis, thank you for furthering what we are talking about.
Well, we still have to vote on it.
Okay.
Is there any objection to adopting this resolution asking board members to support these activities?
Can we read the resolution so that we know exactly what we're getting into?
Yeah.
I can read it again.
Okay.
Where one of the functions of the WPFW Outreach Committee is to organize LSB fundraising activities, be it resolved that all LSB members commit to support WPFW fundraising events, whether through active participation or by contributing financially to the operation of each fundraiser.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Any objections to adopting this? Okay. Hearing none, the resolution presented by Community Outreach is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Eileen, we have 6 minutes until community comment for CIC. Do you want to wait?
Well, that's okay, because I don't have much to say. Once again, I have let the time slip by and have not actually had a meeting or produced a report. But so I wanted to propose, while we're here and everybody is listening, to Bill Curtis and Frank Stearns, who are also on the committee, if we can meet next Wednesday, a week from tonight, Wednesday, if you guys would agree to that. I will send an email, but I just wanted to get it sort of out there in the public, and maybe I will remember to actually move forward with it. And I apologize. Time flies by, and I don't realize just where we are in the month sometimes, and it's not a good excuse, but it's an explanation. Things have been hectic.
Okay, so, quickly, Frank, Bill.
Yeah, I think I can do next Wednesday.
Great. Okay. I will start an email now.
I think so. I'm not ready to leave my house. I'm not in front of my schedule. I'm in my car.
Okay.
But I will change it.
Okay, we got a yes and a soft yes.
And also, you know, feel free to remind me as well.
So. Okay. All right. Thank you, folks. We will then move 4 minutes early to community comment. The floor is open for non-LSB members to be heard.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, regarding the development team, Jerry, is there any comment about what type of alternative fundraisers the team has come up with yet? I know they just started. Have they suggested any activities?
May I answer that, please?
Yes, Kathleen, please. Go ahead.
The start date for the firm is May 16th, so they have not started work.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. And I have another comment. I went on info@wpfwfn.org. I got on, but it was nowhere where I could put a comment. I wanted to commend one of the programmers, but I didn't see anywhere where I could put a comment. Is there something wrong with it, or did I do something wrong? Can y'all comment on that?
I'll take a look at it. You should be able to comment at info@wpfw. I'll take a look at the page.
info@wpfw.
fm.org.
Okay.
fm.org.
Okay.
Because they still announce it on the radio. If you have any comments, go to that website, that link. And
well, then it should be working. And if it's not, okay. Appreciate it if you can check on that, Jerry, or have somebody check on
it. It's on the list. We'll take a look at it immediately. I'll know by tomorrow and get back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Beckley. Welcome.
Okay. Carol.
Thank you, and congratulations to congratulations to you for being in the top 20 and your amazing coverage of Roe versus Wade. It's an inspiration to hear about it. The KPFA local station board, in wanting to help with building grants for CPB money, appointed a new CAB with a focus on outreach to youth and organizations of people of color in alignment with the demographics of our signal range, which includes a lot of Asian and Latinx and Black and Native American groupings in our area. So this new CAB collected information from a group of over 40 diverse students, and it was interesting. Some of the findings that they had was the importance of YouTube postings, and KPFA is exploring possibilities for, you put a camera right alongside the mic, and some of our programmers are exploring that, Mitch Jezerich and others. And YouTube videos with a large outreach can bring in a significant revenue. So that may be something to look into. And then the youth also suggested, a broader platforms for sharing of Pacifica or KPFA or their stations, podcasts. And then the third thing I thought was really significant is, as youth, they talked about the importance of having programming related to mental health, because so many of them are struggling with so many issues. And they talked about their issues about, housing and their futures, and seeing other people, in very serious situations. So I want to skip on to Pacifica currently doesn't have enough money for the 2022 election. There is a proposal to have a one-day Pacifica fundraising event, and the focus of that event would be about the right-wing threat to democracy and voter rights, and the importance of that, and the importance of Pacifica democracy. At the National Finance Committee meeting last night, there was a discussion about the IRS, as it apparently garnered over $91,000 from KPFA and the Pacifica Archives bank accounts for unpaid back taxes from 2016. So that is a big shock. And I understand that NEDA is struggling amidst this current crisis to deal with that. WBAI, KPFK, and KPFT are still bleeding out, and WBAI's revenue has decreased 9.3%, while their expenses have increased 6.2%. So this kind of untenable situation financially.
All right, Carol?
Yeah.
Let me just interject that we actually haven't had our PNB report yet, but these are some areas that we will be getting into ourselves a little bit later.
Yeah, how long do you usually have for your public comments, and do you have a time limit for speaking?
Usually about 3 minutes.
Okay, am I at 3 minutes?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I want to thank you all for all the great work you're doing.
Okay. Thank you, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen.